Today we say hello to our listeners on KOTA in Rapid City, South Dakota. Residents there know of an amazing local museum that tells the history of the area. Some of those unique artifacts are today's feature on the American Countryside.
Join Farm Journal agronomists this summer for the Farm Journal Yield Tour. Led by industry experts Ken Ferry and Missy Bauer, topics include assessing technology for maximum return and mastering variable rate and multi-hybrid planting. There will also be a live AgriTalk taping with host Chip Flory. Visit agweb.com/Farm Journal Yield Tour to find a stop near you. Sponsored by Valent, Trimble, and AgriGold.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
Corey Christensen is the Exhibits and Curations Coordinator at the Journey Museum and Learning Center in Rapid City, South Dakota. This is a place that touches on the geology and archaeology of the area, as well as exhibits about the people and places that make up the Black Hills of present.
We, of course, touch on the Lakota culture, hugely important in Rapid City at this point even. 20% of our population of Rapid City is Lakota, and so we do touch on that culture a lot, and then we talk about the pioneering and the mining that made Rapid City what it is today.
Many of these artifacts are very rare, such as one tied to Native American Dewey Beard.
Dewey Beard fought during the Battle of Little Bighorn. And so what we have is we actually have a bugle from one of the buglers of the U.S. Cavalry that he picked up off the battlefield and took with him.
Another amazing artifact is a type of calendar for the Lakota people.
We have what's called a winter count. The Lakota people, instead of keeping track of the days of the year, they actually kept track of the years. So what they would do is they would pick an event from that year that they deemed most important, and they would draw a picture of what that event was.
The winter count is on the hide. This one is quite impressive.
We have the winter count, and it spans 288 years, and it documents everything from the first sighting of white settlers out here all the way up until the 1920s.
But there's much, much more, and it's next time as we travel the countryside in Rapid City, South Dakota. I'm Andrew McCrae.